Welcome, everybody, to the Heavy Hitters Podcast. I'm Reggie Wade.
I'm Eric Celia.
Coming to you from beautiful Westbury, Long Island, as we always do, campus of CSB. And we are still gripped in the Linsanity.
We are. A little bit of a reality check last night, Reg, against the Miami Heat, the second best team in the NBA. We'll get to that later.
Oh, yes. And don't think I'm going to let you get away with that comment. No. I'm going to take you to task, my friend.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. But listen, the dose of reality is the Knicks looked completely overmatched last night. They showed grit and toughness
hanging in. Our Jeremy Lin headbands.
Love it. Love it. Big shout out to you, Reg, for getting me a Jeremy Lin headband.
You know it, man. I got you.
And a big shout out to ESPN in New York, who was giving out these free Lin
Sandy headbands. Yes, in front of the Garden, and also you can get them next Wednesday in front of the Garden.
Beautiful.
Lin Sandy headbands.
There you go. ESPN New York, all the way.
You know it.
So, they looked overmatched, but I take positives out of this, and we talk
now. But before you get into how you're taking positives out of, let's remind everyone: the final score was 102-88. Right. Knicks lost by 14 points.
Right.
And what? All right. What positives do you take out of this, if any?
Let's see. We were talking with our good buddy Matt out here
from CSB. Matt Wasserman.
Matt Wasserman, second place winner in the Fantasy Phenom contest with WFAN.
Should have been the first.
Should have won, absolutely. I've heard the guy who won, and Matt is better.
Yes.
But, you know, he agrees with me on taking positives out of it. And let me break this down for you, Reg. The Heat were more athletic. They were more dominant at times. They were faster. They had better defense. And they had the better players on the floor last night. With that all being said, this Knicks team hung around all game. They cut it to 8 in the fourth quarter a couple times. They have played together as a team with this whole team. And this isn't even the whole team because their best defender, Iman Shumpert, the rookie, the neophyte, is out. So
thank you, Mrs. Jericho.
That's actually a Clyde line I'm using.
Oh, nice.
But he's out, and he's missing them. But this whole team has been together for 5 games, if that. Baron Davis hasn't played in a long time. He's still very rusty. Carmelo Anthony missed like 8 or 9 games. He's still very rusty. What's his name? Still got to have jet lag of some kind. J.R. Smith coming from China. I mean, the Yankees went to go pitch in Japan, and Mike Mussina couldn't get right for another 5 years after that. So, you know, he's not 100% right. Jeremy Lin, first time going up against studs like this. He's got to be exhausted. The minutes he's logged, and you know all about logging, Reg. You're a professional logger over there at ESPN. But he's logged minutes that are ridiculous. And these games, it was on the second end of
46 minutes sometimes.
Right. It's second game of a back-to-back. Miami had no games the night before. They're looking fresh. They're home. And they still kept it close. And there was 15 turnovers at halftime. They were down by 4 points. I mean, that's just the facts of it. Carmelo is a career 50-plus percent shooter. This season, he's shooting 30-something percent, 38, 39%. That's going to change. He's got to get acclimated. He's got to get back in the swing of things. Amari, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know if his brother's still on his mind. I don't know if his legs aren't under him because there was no full training camp. I don't know. But he's not Amari from last year. But I do believe, and last night I seen signs of it, this team can hang with the Heat. I'm not going to tell you they could beat the Heat. I'm not going to tell you they're better than the Heat. They could hang with the Heat. They could put up a good fight with this Miami team. And by the end of the year, I feel it's going to be very reminiscent to the Giants, where everything starts clicking and working at the perfect time, and everyone comes back healthy, and they're ready to rock and roll once the playoffs start. I know you have a completely different view. Let's hear it.
All right, here's my view. Well, first off, we talk about athleticism. When they sat Lin out, and they sat him out for a couple of times, a couple of minutes to get his breath, because he was just being swarmed.
Right.
I could picture him being like Aberman on the Mighty Ducks 2 when they were playing Iceland. He goes, they're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. They're faster than us. They have more facial hair. All of those things about Miami are true. And you're taking the fact that they were able to hang in early. I'm chalking that up not to the Heat, not to the Knicks' goodness, but that the Heat led up on a few players. They were concerned about Lin Landry Fields. I think if the Heat put Landry Fields, who had a great first half, in their bullseye, I feel that they could have been ahead by much more. So I think it's more that the Heat let the Knicks stay in this game than the New York Knicks.
But isn't that a credit to the Knicks roster?
You can't
focus on one guy. They have more guys than one you have to worry about.
No.
You can't just focus on one guy. You can't say just focus on Landry Fields or focus on two guys. That roster is deep. And once they're all playing to their potential and the level the back of their basketball card say they play on. Because at the end of the day, you look at the back of someone's card, and those numbers are 90% of the time going to match up. So they play like that. Then their depth and their bench is unbelievable. I mean, we've seen shades of that second team on the floor last night. That's as good as half the NBA teams out there.
You know what? I'm going to use an Al Gore debate line here. You going to let me finish? You going to let me finish?
I'm going to listen. You took a pause. I took advantage.
All right. Now that they let them hang in that game.
Right.
And we're saying the next time they meet, if they meet in the playoffs, you know how much homework the Heat will do, and they would just show, they would just sew up those minor flaws. And it wasn't just the big three. The bench was playing unified. Everyone was playing good defense. And when you get a team that can play offense, and hell, I think they're better defensively than they are offensively. That they is are. A recipe for success. And I've said this about this Heat team. They are playing with a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of what Antrell Rose said about the Giants this year. When they asked him, are you guys going to win? He just said, we will not be denied. I think that loss really got into their heads, and they're like, listen, we're going to do it. And everyone I know, the big Skip Bayless, he's got to get a lot of credit for coining the phrase the frozen one. But they're not going to rely on the frozen one in the fourth quarter. They're going to let D-Wade, Chris Bosh and Shane Battier work their magic in the fourth quarter. I think the Heat going to be fine, and I think this is the year they're going to win their championship. The Knicks are a good team, but I think the Heat prove that the Knicks are still miles away of getting to the level where they are at.
I would not say miles. I would not say miles, because the Heat played a very good game last night. The Knicks played an awful game last night, and they were in it toe-to-toe until the fourth quarter.
The Heat did not play a great game at first.
They played a great game. Reg, I could have took you 35 highlights out of that game from the Miami Heat. That'll be on SportsCenter every night. Yeah, they played a tremendous game.
But look, to start that game, when the Knicks had the lead, the Heat were letting up. They were swarmed around in, big, but they were letting guys like Fields. Amari got into it early.
But Reg, that's my point. There's not enough guys to focus. There's too many guys to focus in on. That's my point.
But they did in they made that adjustment in the second half.
I don't
half.
Think they did. I think, one, it was bad coaching. No one's bringing up that Amari Stoudemire had 11 points in the first half and started to resemble the Amari of old. And then, for some reason, played about 8 or 9 minutes combined in the second half, which boggled my mind. I don't know why that happened.
But that's part of the team. Your coaching is part of the team.
I understand that. But I think this is all going to – learning how to use these players and what minutes to give them is all
going to – D'Antoni doesn't know after playing a year with him how long to use him.
No, because you're trying new pieces. You're trying new pieces and new things and you're trying what fits.
And you're going to do that against the Heat? All right, do that. Against do that against New Orleans, which they lost against. But you're going to play around with the Heat? No, go with what's working.
It's the Heat in the middle of the season. There's not a playoff spot on the line. It's the day before the All-Star break. You're trying to figure things out. This team played the worst game they've played that I've seen them play all year.
This game was bigger for the Knicks than it was the Heat.
Disagree totally. Disagree totally. What does it say about the Heat if the Knicks win that game?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying the way it went down, it is bigger for the Knicks than it is the Heat.
I don't think so. I think I chalked this up to you lost the basketball game. They played awful. They played awful, and they hung in there with the Heat. The Heat played good. The Knicks played awful. Just like, and we use this comparison many times. I'll go back to it. Game two of Nova and who was it? That pitcher the Tigers had.
Fister.
Fister. I said this in game five. Nova's not going to pitch as good as he did in game two, and Fister's not going to pitch as bad as he did in game two. So it's going to even out a little bit. The Heat aren't going to play as great, and they were hitting shots. They hit jump shots like it was nothing. The Heat is not a jump shooting team. No. So you got to figure that field goal percentage is going to go down. And Knicks,
maybe that's a new wrinkle. If you're figuring that the Knicks are going to gel and the Knicks are going to, why can't the Heat do that?
But the Heat are gelled. I'm just saying they don't shoot lights out like that. They're not a shooting team.
Maybe this is a new evolution of their game.
I don't think so. The Heat aren't going to play as great as they did, and the Knicks aren't going to play as bad as they did.
Even if they don't play that great, I think they still beat them. Maybe they beat them by only 5 points.
Last night, absolutely. But you can't tell me that in the future. You can't tell me that down the line, this team is going to, the Heat are going to handily beat the New York Knicks if they face each other in the playoffs.
You can only go by what we've seen And look at what we've seen.
Right. And if we go by what we've seen, LeBron James will choke in the playoffs, and there's nothing to worry about with the Heat.
Like I said, the frozen one is a non-factor. Let's go to D-Wade.
Let's move on to the Heat, because we touched on a lot of things with the Knicks here. The Heat regular season, and your boy Stephen A. Smith, I'm getting this from him, and I agree wholeheartedly, means nothing. It means nothing. They could go 66-0, LeBron James could score 80 points a game, average a triple-double, and if they get bumped in the first round, if they lose in seven games in the finals, it's all the same. It's all the same, because it's about one thing with the Miami Heat, and it's something that's placed on maybe one or two other teams in all professional sports. Championship or bust. That's it. Championship or bust. Maybe you could say that about the Patriots and the Yankees. Other than that, there's nobody else you could say that with.
Yep.
And with the Miami Heat, that's the position they're facing right now.
As it should be.
And they have yet to answer the bell.
The season's not over.
No, it's not. But that's what I'm saying. You're saying we got to go by what we've seen. And what we've seen out of LeBron is he can't win the big one. So why should I worry about them in the playoffs? They can't win the big one. Not saying that they're not going to, but going just like you're saying you don't know if the Knicks are going to gel or not. You're just going by what you see.
All right. So all of that, and then this jumps us right into our next segment, because you're going to prove my point. You say that the Oklahoma City Thunder are better because they won the big game?
Right.
Did they make it to the finals? They didn't win the big game.
No, they did not. But let me get back to the Knicks 1 second before I comment on that. Jeremy Lin's not allowed to have one bad game?
No, he can have a bad game.
Jeremy Lin, do you think that's the player Jeremy Lin is?
Against a team like the Heat, yes. Against everybody else, no.
So you think he's going to play like that against the Heat every time out?
I think a team that presses him that much, I think until he learns how to be an everyday point guard, and it's going to take time. But for this year, yes, if they press him, if they force him to the left, most of his layups come from the right. Teams are like, we're going to force Jeremy
Lin about his
to the left. We're going to make him go up into the lane.
Reg, I don't care about his points. There's enough scorers on this team.
And you should. Look, let's go back to the first game with Carmelo. There were points to this game where in the previous games of the run, Jeremy Lin just decided, I got to take this game over. I'm going to the paint. I'm drawing the foul. But he didn't.
But that's what I seen. He was hesitant to take the shot. He was hesitant to. And I think maybe he got caught up in the atmosphere. But mark my words, that will not happen again. He was not taking the shots. He was not being as aggressive as he normally was. You want to credit that to the Heat? Maybe. I think it was LeBron's presence defensively that was in Jeremy Lin's head.
You know what, though? I mean, he can improve, but here's the thing. They always say practice, there's no substitute for experience.
Of course.
Jeremy Lin
can. And this was a good experience.
All right, but I mean, I don't think they're going to face another defense in the NBA that's going to swarm them like that. So unless they're going to play the Heat four or five more times,
no,
how is he going to get used to it?
But the thing in professional sports now is tape. There's tape. You have now the tape to adjust.
But everyone has tape. It isn't just like one team has tape.
Yeah, but now you have. Of course, everyone has tape. I'm just saying, Jeremy Lin has that at his fingertips where he could watch the tape and adjust what they did to me. Now I know what they're going to try to do to me next time.
But it wasn't. It wasn't. It was simple. It was you put in the body. And look at a guy like LeBron. He is physically bigger than Jeremy Lin with the long arms. Every time Jeremy Lin tried to go to left or the right, LeBron stuck his hand out there and boom. Is Jeremy Lin going to grow? I mean, what?
No, he could place better passes, number one. He can make better decisions, number two. And number three is his players could actually catch the ball instead of bobbling it like a bunch of bad wide receivers.
I mean, Jeremy Lin, I still think he's going to be a great player. But, I mean, this Heat team is tough. I think they're the best
Absolutely.
Team in the NBA.
No,
and I think they're going to win this title.
They're not the best team in the NBA. And we'll bring that right into this. Oklahoma City are the best team in the NBA.
Yes, and why do you say that?
Because they're just as explosive as Miami. They are just as athletic, if not faster and more athletic than the Heat. Kevin Durant is lights out clutch. Lights out clutch. Russell Westbrook is a monster at his position. He automatically has an advantage every time he steps up onto the floor. They have a low post game, which the Miami Heat do not have. There is no low post game. If you stop the Heat from running, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? You're going to put them in a half-court position and have them shoot the ball? That's not their game. They like to run. They like fast breaks. They like razzle-dazzle, alley-oops, going crazy. Oklahoma City has a low-post game. Kendrick Perkins is a champion and a master at the low-post game, as we've seen in Boston. So they could play low post. They could play fast break. They could play shooting. They could, and they're clutch. And they're younger. And they're not young enough where they're not going to be affected. This team went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
And now I'm going to bring the rebuttal, the opposite to that point. And I think you said it, and shout out to Matt. We're giving Matt a lot of shout outs to this show. He deserves it, though. Matt, he agreed with you early on the Knicks. He agreed with me exactly what my point is on this. I think they are too young to compete with a team that is and players that are as seasoned as Miami. I think they're a great team. I think they're the second best team. I think it may be them and the Heat in the NBA Finals, but I think that Miami is getting to the top of their game, and I just think they will not be denied. And I think they have the right attitude. We talked about LeBron's attitude. He tried to be the a-hole. He tried to be the villain. That's all gone. He's back to just worrying about playing basketball, and I really think this team will not be denied. And I think their experience that they have together is going to be enough to beat Durant and Westbrook. And we've seen Westbrook. Westbrook is a tremendous player, but he's had some games where he has had mental breakdowns.
Absolutely.
And I think in the NBA final against the Heat, I think the Heat will be smart enough to exploit that. I think especially a player with the basketball IQ of Dwayne Wade will be able to exploit that and frustrate Westbrook. And I just think that the Heat are just a little bit better than this Oklahoma team.
LeBron's been in the league how long?
He's been in the, I believe, 2004.
Okay, so he's been in the league 8 years. Veteran?
I say yes.
Has he had mental breakdowns? Have we watched LeBron James go through mental breakdowns?
Yes, but when I say mental breakdowns, I don't mean that this guy isn't. But I mean it really, really seems to get, even on the court, you can see it gets to him. LeBron is good at, yeah, he'll have a breakdown, but you're not going to see that frustration on the court.
I disagree. You don't see it on his face and his body language. You see it in his game, which is worse. You see it in his game. His game gets affected. He turns into a non-aggressor. And you brought this up to me. These are your words. He doesn't drive to the hoop.
No, which he's in.
My opinion is he's afraid to go to the stripe in a big spot, and he frees it. Skip Bayless is spot on. He turns into the frozen one. Because I got news for you. If LeBron's jumper is not working, he's all flustered. He's all flustered because now he's thinking he's got to make a big shot. And when he thinks he got to make a big shot, he thinks about it. Then he thinks, if I drive, I'm going to get fouled. If I get fouled, am I good enough to make these free throws? His free throw questioning is in question. So it's a whole bunch of things that I think contribute to why LeBron hasn't won and why I think overall Oklahoma City would be better than Miami.
Now, let me take the other point. You say, all right, and it's true, he doesn't drive. I don't think that's just him. That is something in the last 10 years that's NBA-wide, and we talked about this last night. If we go back all the way to 2000, Scottie Pippen with the Lakers, 15-point lead, what did they do? Team's philosophy, we're going to try to bury them with threes and jumpers to take them out. No, drive to the hoop, draw the foul, go to the line. Look at when the Lakers played Boston that second time. 14-point lead, fourth quarter. All Boston had to do, hold on to that ball. Shot clock goes down, drive to the hoop, go to the line. They started chucking up threes, and they let the Lakers crawl right back in. So I don't think it's just a LeBron. I think it's league-wide, and I think these teams, especially ones like Miami, have to say, listen, let's not get crazy. Let's remember our bread and butter in the fourth quarter. Sometimes teams try to get too cute in the fourth quarter, and that's something that Miami has done, and I think that they're going to fix that. I think they have to.
But, Reg, you can't – see, that's the whole thing with LeBron James. He shouldn't be lumped in with the term – league-wide. He should be above that. He's quote-unquote the best player in the game. And for three quarters, you know what? He is. He is. But in the fourth quarter, he is, as you would just put it, league-wide, and which he should not be. He should be on a higher status. My other point is, you want to talk about
and,
how...
And another thing, people how, are talking like his career is over.
No, it's not.
You're talking like his career is over.
No, it's not over. But I think it's in his head, and especially if they don't win this year, then he's really going
to
be messed
up. I think the media wants it to be in his head.
Then you bring up the point that Oklahoma City didn't make it to the finals. They're not that good.
I didn't say that. Don't think they're as good as Miami.
Well, not good as Miami because they didn't make it to the finals. Besides an old Boston team and a Chicago Bulls team with one player, who did Miami have to go through to get to the finals?
No, the West was definitely harder.
And the West, you had the Lakers to worry about. You had the champion Dallas Mavericks. You had
they weren't the champions then, but
no, but that they turned out to be the champions. No, you had the San Antonio Spurs. You had obviously Oklahoma City. So the West is a much tougher road. So if they didn't get there, who knows if Miami would have got there in the West. I mean, there's a chance they might not have. Maybe Kobe knocks him out. Maybe Manu and Duncan knocks him out. Who knows?
No, I don't know about all of that. I think the Heat are just, I think any team, they create a matchup problem.
Well, let me say this. And we'll go to my good buddy Matt here.
Yeah.
If the Knicks do not make the finals, that is the finals matchup I want to see.
Yes, of course.
Who
wouldn't want to see?
Right. Who wouldn't want to see that? Mm-hmm. And Westbrook and Durant, LeBron and Wade, I mean, they could just be looking at 5 year guys younger than themselves. I mean, 5 year younger versions of themselves.
And and it's fitting now that Miami's wearing the white and black uniforms. They're very reminiscent of the NWO. And if we remember what the NWO was great on, and it just wasn't spray painting NWO on your back, they played mind games. And that's something that the Heat seem to, they just get in people's heads. Even before the tip-off, you saw Jeremy Lin look very sheepish. And they just play mind games. They really do. So I think they're better than Oklahoma City Thunder. And hopefully, I'm rooting for that matchup. I think that's what the matchup will be. I mean, you can take the Lakers 18 million years old. I mean, when you have Kobe Bryant, you know, he can always make it to the finals and win. But I really think that's going to be the matchup. And personally, I think that the Heat are better. I think they're team possessed, and I think they just will not be denied. You can only push a man so far, and I think they've pushed LeBron and the Heat to their brick. But they're tired of hearing choke. They're tired of hearing insanity. They're tired of hearing it all.
But, Reg, sometimes there are guys that just aren't winners.
Yes. I know that's what you want it to be, I don't think what it's going to be.
But, I mean, 8 years. 8 years, you're the best player in the league. 8 years, you've had teams that won 55-plus games countless times, and you've never been able to get your team over the hump.
See, people act like LeBron James have done something personally to them.
I'm not saying he did anything personal to me.
People want this man to fail.
Listen.
Unbelievable.
I'm going by facts. I'm not going by any personal feelings.
But it's for some reason.
Reg, I watched this guy choke away the finals last year. Mm-hmm. Choke. They had a choke hold on the Dallas Mavericks. And he choked. He personally choked and costed that team a championship.
You know what it's going to be like? Remember when we found out the finals matchup is going to be a rematch 2006, and they said Dirk Nowitzki, a choke artist, Dirk Nowitzki can't get it done. He didn't even beat that Heat team. That was worse than this Heat team. And you know what he did? He elevated his game along with the people around him. And when I think that's what we're going to see this year.
But Reg, was those threats, not threats, were those labels accurate about Dirk until last year?
That he was a choke artist?
Yes.
I mean, in that series, he didn't play lights out, but I've always been a big fan of Dirk Nowitzki, and I always thought that he had big game potential. I wouldn't say he was a choke artist.
But in the playoffs, the Dallas Mavericks were infamous for choking. They were the best team every year in the regular season, 100-plus games. You see the Mark Cuban highlights. You see the Dirk highlights. You've seen it all. And then playoffs come in, they're out the first round. We've seen that every year. And then the year they do make it to the finals and go up 2-0, they choked that away.
Winning in the NBA.
So that was warranted.
Winning in the NBA is not also about stars. It's about your supporting cast. When he got a guy like Barrera, Jason Terry, look at this stat. This was the stat that people forget about. The big three, Bosh, Wade, and James, 107 points. Nowitzki, Barrera, and Jason Terry, 108 points. Okay. It's great to have a star, but you have to have role players around that star, and it just combines. It did that for Dirk, and I think it's going to do that for LeBron.
You know what, Reg? I love this show because it goes full circle. We go full circle almost every week, and I love it. And just to build on your words, you have to have role players and not just stars.
Don't turn that into the Knicks. Embodies
what the Knicks have right now, because we've discussed the depth on this team. We've discussed the second team on this team. And they've got a lot of role players and a lot of stars. So this team, J.R. Smith is the model of perfection when it comes to a role player. No?
Yeah, he's hot or cold. He's
Steve Novak. He's model of perfection. The Steve Kerr of his time.
The Steve Kerr of his time.
I mean, who else is there?
You know the
Landry Fields.
He found a way to contain Steve Novak, put a body on him, make him dribble.
Listen, he went 4-for-4 from downtown. No, that's not containing Steve Novak.
No, after that, make him dribble.
That's not containing
Steve Novak. Teams were just letting him stay in the corner. And how do you let him open? I mean,
the guy's Novocaine.
Yeah, he is. How do you can't leave him open.
But this, I mean, Reg, I take all positives out of that game last night. That's just how I feel about it. I mean, I went in there not thinking they were going to win that game. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. I really didn't think they were going to win that game.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
And they didn't.
And they didn't, right. I'm saying, but I took positives out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you think it was going to be a domination?
No.
So you thought it was going to be closer?
I thought 8 to 10 points, so really? I was off by a little bit.
Yeah. It was like they were just like, let's stop toying with these people. Let's just blow them out.
They tried. They tried to blow us out.
They should have won that game by 20.
But they didn't, and that's what I'm taking the positive from. Yeah. You're right. They should have won that game by 20.
All right, so if they lose to them in the playoffs, would you still be saying, oh, they didn't blow us out? I mean, they beat us every game.
No, because the playoffs is a different story. I mean, we're talking about, Reg, I sat here with you the Monday after the Giants lost to the Packers, and you took nothing but positives out of that game.
Oh, that was a closer game. That was 3 points.
But still.
And they got robbed on a call. Hey.
And that's another thing I'm not even going to touch on. There were so many fouls that LeBron and company committed that these refs are so biased. It's not even fun.
Why would they be biased for the Heat? Everyone hates the Heat.
Because it's the same thing for Michael Jordan, Reg. We've seen it over the years. They don't call fouls on this guy.
But he's not Michael Jordan. You just say he's not clutch.
No, he is not. So why the refs need to open their eyes.
So why would they
monetary value to the NBA? He is Michael Jordan.
Come on.
What? I'm the new Michael K here. I say controversial things. I'm Mr. Controversial.
The difference to that is that there's a Kobe Bryant. Michael was just in a league of his own. Now they have a bunch of people that they can market. So he's not the only one.
I love Kobe Bryant.
Yes, I know you do.
And how are you going to feel once Dwight Howard goes to Kobe Bryant's Lakers?
I'm going to feel great because he's going to my Brooklyn Nets.
No, he's not. He's going to the Lakers.
I am going to be the biggest Brooklyn Nets fan.
He's going to about to sign that Nets contract. He's got the pen all wet. You know, Elixir gets it all nice, ready to sign that nice Nets contract, thinking about what it's going to be like to play in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my phone's going off. Hold on 1 second. Who is that? Kobe. Just give me 1 second. Hello? Yeah, what's going on, Kobe? How you been? I'm good, man. Yeah, I was about to sign this contract with the Nets. What? Yeah. Yeah. Really? Really? Huh. You know what, man? That makes a lot of sense.
And then David Stern. That makes a lot.
You know what? Let me tear this thing up. I'll get at you later, Kobe. Thanks, man.
Then Bye. The next call will be from David Stern, and he'll say, I'm blocking this deal just like I did the Chris Paul deal.
You can't block a free agent signing.
So?
You can't block a free agent signing.
He'll do something.
You cannot block a free agent signing.
He'll do something. He'll say that they don't have the cap space.
And then the NBA players will sue him for every penny he's ever made.
They were
going to
sue him for the Chris Paul thing and then Lob City.
You can't stop a free agent signing.
He'll say that there was collusion or something.
He's
going
to say you're going to go play in Brooklyn when you can come to South.
You're going to say South Beach.
Southern Los Angeles.
Because you know South Beach is where it's at.
You're going to come to Southern Los Angeles, play with me, who has five, that's right, count them, five rings.
Booker T over here.
And that's right. And you're going to come play with me, and you're going to play for one of the most storied franchise in the NBA, not your terrible New Jersey Nets.
The most storied? I kind of thought a team out east called the Celtics had more championships than them.
All right, Bill Simmons, thanks.
No problem.
So, and he's going to go play for the Lake Show. No. And that's how it's going to be.
No. Let me tell you something.
Or the Nets trade, the Knicks trade Amari and Tyson Chandler and they get Dwight Howard.
No. What's going to happen is he's going to, no.
No.
What's going to happen is he's going to get that call and he's going to be, oh man, I could go into that cauldron of controversy, that cesspool you call Los Angeles, and then you're going to, every chance you get, going to throw me under the bus like you've done Pau Gasol. for 5 years now.
He's been positive for Pau Gasol. Oh, he's telling ownership. He's mouthing off to ownership saying, listen, if you can trade the guy, trade him. If not, then don't.
If you're behind a guy, you don't start by, if you're going to trade him now. No, you start by saying, don't trade him.
You're leaving him in limbo.
You start the by saying, don't trade him. Limbo. That's my center.
He's in
don't
limbo.
Trade him.
He's in limbo.
So he's in limbo. Every time
Dwight, the guy's in limbo.
Dwight can switch every
limbo.
Time.
Limbo. The guy's in limbo.
Every time Kobe Bryant has the opportunity for a bad game, he will throw Dwight Howard under the bus. Dwight, don't fall for it. That is a cauldron. L.A. played out. Brooklyn, where's that? Brooklyn, stand
Kobe
up.
Kobe Bryant.
We go hard.
Kobe Bryant is the best post-Michael Jordan player of all time. The best. Hands down. Hands down, better than LeBum, better than Dwayne Wade.
You see, that just said you have some personal vendetta.
I have not.
I don't know what LeBron has done to these people.
I have
you
not.
And these people.
I've done nothing. Listen.
You have to be objective.
Listen, what are you trying to tell me, Reg? I have something against LeBron?
Yes.
You're trying to tell me that the night of the decision, I had my remote and I threw it up against my wall and broke it into pieces because LeBron shunned me? That never happened.
Yeah.
That never happened. I could care nonetheless. It's like, oh, LeBron's going to Miami. No big deal.
All right.
I didn't get my hopes up. I wasn't praying for LeBron. I wasn't going around saying, can't wait for the summer of LeBron. That wasn't me.
Yep.
I was eyeing Carmelo since day one.
No problem. Day one,
Carmelo.
And on that dose of delusional.
Delusional?
Yes.
Oh, man.
On that you weren't bitter on that. We have to come back to reality. We got to take a break.
We will take a break. And on the other side, somebody is not suspended.
Yes.
Do you guys know who we're talking about?
Yes.
I think they do.
Yes. Heavy Hitters. I'm Reggie Wade.
I'm Eric Celia. Welcome back to the Heavy Hitters. I'm Eric Celia.
And I'm Reggie Wade.
And Reg, we move our topic of conversation from basketball onto the baseball diamond. As we discuss here, the big controversy that just went down the last couple of days, Ryan Braun's 50-game suspension was appealed and overturned. He will not be facing a suspension. The story that came out today is... basically, the test, the guy who was handling the test handled it wrong, did not do his job. He left it in the refrigerator for a couple days when he should have sent it out.
Mind you, for the first story was saying that he took something to clear up a STD.
Right.
Which, if that was the case,
disease,
I would have just taken the 50-game.
Right, exactly.
They're not going to be that good, Milwaukee. You get a 50-game vacation.
So now what this does is, one, you don't know if he took it or not. You don't know.
I think we know.
You still don't know if he took it. Two, he did not come out. That was not his fight. If I didn't take steroids, that's my fight.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're paying these lawyers all this kind of money, and they're going to find the easiest way to win the case. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to attack a case. What's the weakest link? Oh, the test was handled wrong. Dismissed. Mm-hmm. Throw it out.
Yep.
But if I get accused of something I didn't do, I don't care about the test, how it was handled. No, I did not do this. That didn't happen.
You know why they handled it that way? Because he did it.
Because he did it.
I'm waiting for Manny Ramirez's appeal.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
And it's technicality, like we were talking about. O.J. Simpson, Mark Furman handled the samples in his pocket. They could have got contaminated. Hey,
that's it. Exactly. That was the end of it.
But doesn't everyone think that O.J. was guilty? Just like everyone's going to think that Ryan Braun is guilty.
Right, and this is the first time a suspension for steroids has ever been overturned.
And who has something to gain than to frame him by putting these samples?
Nobody. And then if he didn't take anything, how was his testosterone that high?
Yeah.
I mean, this was
maybe he's just
off
a,
the charts
maybe
high.
Maybe he's just a man among men. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he's just a man among men. But the proof is going to be in the pudding, Reg, because everyone's going to be all over Ryan Braun.
Test him now.
MLB, they retested him 2 weeks later. He passed.
Mm.
But that was 2 weeks.
It was
after the season, you know. So, but everyone's going to be all over him. Major League Baseball has come out and said they completely disagree with this. This decision,
yep.
You know, they wanted him to get suspended and whatnot. Yep. So they're going to be all over him.
Yep.
So the proof is going to be in the pudding once this starts. If Ryan Braun goes out there and hits 13 home runs and 60 RBIs, you know, this year, we all know why.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if this would have never came out, we probably would have said, oh, he's not hitting ahead of Prince Fielder anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Or behind Prince Fielder. But
it is just, you know, disgusting. And I hope this doesn't start a precedent among players being able
again.
Yes, being able to appeal and then just be able to go around the system.
Yeah.
I mean, guys have to be, and yes, it may ruin a team season, but hey, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. This has to be done.
Right.
They say they want to clean up the game, then clean up the game.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And at the end of the day, listen, who knows how many people are on this stuff? Who knows how many people tested positive that we didn't know in the past?
Yep.
Who knows? There was supposedly 100 names on that list. We have not heard that list in a while. Any names from that list come out in a while. Who knows what other names are on that? Mm-hmm. But the point is, like you said, there's now a flaw in the system. And you want to say maybe it was just a one-time thing because the test was handled wrong?
There's a kink in the armor, as they say.
Right. Who knows? But this is bad news for baseball. Mm-hmm. This is terrible news for baseball.
Yep.
Because now this is going to be something that you find a weakness, you attack it. These are professional athletes. That's what they do in their lives every day.
Exactly.
They study their opponents. They find a weakness. They attack it.
And this lawyer's going to be all over them, right on right.
Exactly. They're going to approach Ron
won his appeal. We can't get an appeal? What's the difference?
Exactly. So the court of public opinion may come up with a different verdict for Ryan Braun.
Yes, and that's the most costly, the court of public opinion.
Right, because in the end of the day, if you're looking to head to Cooperstown, or if you just want to keep your good name, that's what matters most.
Exactly, and look at Barry Bonds. The court of public opinion has hung him out to dry.
Well, I'll go back to O.J. Simpson. The guy's never been the same.
No, he hasn't.
He's innocent in the court of law, but public opinion, he's guilty.
Exactly.
So
it's funny that what people think of you and what may or may not have happened is secondary.
Right.
Look at Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Some evidence showed that he probably was inappropriate with these children. But in the court of public opinion, they loved him.
Right.
So it's...
Can we not call out Michael Jackson, please?
I'm a big Michael Jackson fan.
The guy thought he was a kid. He thought he was a kid. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing inappropriate happened. He thought he was a kid. What?
He thought there's a lot of tricks are just for kids.
He thought he never had a childhood. He was having a child. There was nothing inappropriate going on.
All right, a lot of people don't have a childhood.
Right, but nothing inappropriate went on. There was no touching.
How you cannot say that unless you
cannot
there.
Say that it did happen.
I'm not saying that it did. I'm just saying the evidence pointed. I'm not saying that it did or didn't happen.
Listen, lay off my guy, Michael Jackson.
And he's my guy, too.
He's not your guy. Don't lie to me.
He's my guy, too.
You don't call out Michael Jackson and then call him your guy. Maybe Mike Jackson, the former reliever of the Cleveland Indians, is your guy. But Michael Jackson is my guy.
Oh, all right. No and it's funny because he started out in life as looking like one of my guys, and then he ended looking like one of your guys. And for people that look on our picture on iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr, can see what we're talking about.
Right, and you're Reggie Wade, and I'm Eric Celia, so you know who
exactly.
Is who.
So we represent together. We represent what Michael Jackson was and what he became.
But yeah, I think the whole situation's a joke, though.
This stinks to high heaven.
It does stink to high heaven, and it's bad. It's bad for baseball.
Yep. After the season we had in the – and this is going to be a problem for baseball.
Yep.
After the season that we've had in the NFL with the Giants with their run, insanity going on. I mean, the Major League Baseball just doesn't look up to par.
I told you
before. It really doesn't.
This is the least excited I've been about baseball in a long time. And you know that's my favorite sport of all time.
Yep, and now you know what?
That's my number one sport.
And I have to make an announcement here. I am a football guy. I mean, I've always loved football and baseball. Baseball was always my favorite sport. It is now football. I mean, the NFL, just the action, and a lot has to do with it that my football team is on top of the world, and my baseball team is not.
Your football team's on top of the world. Who's your football team?
New York Giants.
And what are they?
World champions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it's tough. You have to remind people. Yeah,
Giants are world
because
champions.
Because there's two teams in the city.
So you're saying the New York Football Giants are Super Bowl champions and the best team in the world?
Yes. And it gets confusing because people say, don't you have two teams that play in the same building? But one are the champions.
Right.
And one didn't make the playoffs, so we have to make that distinction.
One's a big brother, one's a little brother.
The green guys are little brother.
Right.
And the blue guys are big brothers.
Okay. I get it. I think I get it.
B comes before G, blue before green.
Right. And in the last 3 years, who has a better conference championship record?
Oh, that other team is champions of nothing in this Rex Ryan era.
What do you mean? Don't they have a division title under the Rex Ryan era?
No, they won the wild card.
Hold on. Do they have a conference title?
No.
Well, hold on one second. I've heard the guy talk. They definitely have a Super Bowl title, don't they?
No, they don't. I'm going to blow your mind.
Go ahead.
They don't have that. They don't have a conference title. Well, they don't even have a division. They have two wild card appearances.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Maybe they've lost all those tough games, but those are quite accomplishments. They got to be the best team in their town, no?
No, because the team that they share a stadium with.
Maybe not the town. Maybe their building. They're the best team in their building.
No, they play in the same stadium.
Telling me the Jets aren't are champions of nothing.
Yes.
They are not the best team in their league.
Yes.
Not the best team in their conference.
Yes.
Not the best team in their division.
No.
Best team in their town?
Not even state.
State? Best team in the building?
No.
Wow.
They're not even the best team in the locker room area of MetLife Stadium.
That's pretty bad.
That is rough.
That's rough.
That's like Sammy Sosa hitting 66 home runs and not even leading his division.
Oof, that's rough. And it goes full circle back to the steroids. You see how good we are? The full circle should be that we might change. Remember how First Take went from cold pizza to First Take?
Yeah.
We might have to go from heavy hitters to full circle.
Exactly.
You were listening to full circle because everything we do has full
our
circle.
Our stomachs are not the only things around here. It's our arguments.
That old
it's
country
our
buffet was tremendous. You want to talk about stomachs? Man, that was a meal among meals.
On Hempstead Turnpike, we ate a good old-fashioned American buffet. And you know, we're the heavy hitters and we like, well, of course we like eating. And there's a lot of Chinese buffets where we come from. But you need a good American buffet.
Absolutely.
Fried chicken, catfish, baked chicken, macaroni and cheese,
mashed
pot roast, meatloaf.
Mashed potatoes.
Chicken tenders. My goodness. Desserts.
But speaking of baseball, the fantasy season is coming upon us. And the heavy hitters are ready to go. I mean, you ready to go for this fantasy baseball season?
Not only did we dominate, we were the points champions and the Super Bowl champions in our ESPN league. We will now take that name and we will dominate. We are the best in the world at what we do.
Right.
And that is fantasy football and baseball. And I'm sorry, the guys that we do the league with, bunch of great guys, stand up. But they cannot go toe-to-toe with the heavy hitters.
And they will be put on notice.
They will.
We are the best in the world, and everything we do fantasy baseball, we do fantasy football, talk shows, podcasts, wrestling talk, everything we do, we are better than everyone in the business. We are the best in the world at everything we do, and we will prove that once and for all at the end of the 2012 fantasy baseball season. Once all the smoke is cleared, all the dust is settled, the heavy hitters will be standing tall as the independent league champions.
And you heard that.
Ha!
You know what? I just can it be fantasy baseball? I'm excited for fantasy baseball. I'm not excited for real baseball.
Right.
I'm excited for fantasy
baseball.
How
many Mets are we drafting?
If I could help it, none.
You know, we do a little joking around here as we cut some wrestling promos, but there has been some wrestling news.
Yeah, you hear about this?
In the mainstream. Reg, why don't you fill us in here?
Apparently, Chris Brown and CM Punk, the WWE champion, are in a Twitter war. Chris Brown had said something to the fact that he misses the wrestlers of the old days, and he actually called out CM Punk because CM Punk earlier had said that he was a woman beater, and he put in, I quote, "Well, CM Punk, with all the steroids you take, you'll never be able to please a woman."
Which, I don't think he's ever seen CM Punk because
CM Punk
is not a steroid guy at all.
And CM Punk, who is straight edge, no drugs, no alcohol, did a video and
he says,
"You know, I'm straight edge."
Even though he looks like the biggest crack
in
the world.
I remember they said it looked like a rat peed in his hair to get up and wrestle. They found him on the park bench.
Hey, kid, we need a wrestler. Come in here.
But he said, you know, I've never touched steroids. And he was like, and you know, I agree with some of the things Punk was saying. He was like, you have entourage, bodyguard. I don't need it. He goes, if you get in the ring with me, put on some gloves. He goes, I'll choke you out. And I'll make you feel as scared and vulnerable as any woman who's ever had the misfortune of getting beaten. He goes, and we can put it on TV. And all the proceeds could go to a women's shelter of my choosing. But he goes, I'm a realist. I know that you're not a man and you won't do it. And he told them, you should be using your celebrity to go on into these schools, telling these kids what you did and telling them that it's not cool. But instead, you don't do that. So, and then Punk commented back. He says that he's not a real wrestler. And he says that he.
Brown?
What?
Brown commented back.
Oh, yes. Brown commented back on Punk, and he said he's not a real wrestler. He's not a real man. And he had the number one trending hashtag on Facebook, not no Punk. So this thing is getting, it's getting crazy.
And then CM Punk replied with hashtag woman beater.
Yeah.
So
this is getting, this is getting chippy.
It's getting chippy. It's getting personal.
This is like a New York Giants, Washington Redskins, a New York Giants, Eagles game. It's getting chippy.
This is nothing like that. It's talking about chippy. Beated women here, Reg. Come on.
No, I'm saying, but with the accusations, it's getting chippy here.
It is getting chippy.
And I think they may come to blows.
Hey, you never know.
That would be great on MTV's Bully Beatdown.
I would like to see them in a UFC fight.
Yeah, that's what I think, MMA.
MMA, do something like that. You know like what? That.
But Chris Brown is a little too quick. I can see him just doing his dance moves and Punk's slow kicks just missing. Oh, man,
CM Punk is just slow in the ring.
My goodness, he is.
He does one thing fast, and that's his neck breaker other than that.
Yeah, and his mouth. That's the only thing.
His mouth is not that entertaining anyway. I can't wait till Chris Jericho puts Snickle him in his place.
Could you believe the disrespect that they had for The Undertaker when he's cutting that promo,
Reg,
saying overrated, but then Punk says Snickle Fritz and Clown Shoes.
And they eat it up with a spoon.
Unbelievable.
I wanted to go through my TV and choke every single person in the audience. To show the IQ audience.
Of wrestling fans now.
They don't know who The Undertaker is.
No.
Overrated. They're wanting him. They're wanting The Undertaker.
What is what you do when you really don't care, something Stone Cold Steve Austin made up. The only person that they want now with endearment is R-Truth.
Let's hope that these fans, wherever they are this Monday, have a little more sense than the last fans. Where were they? I don't even know where they were.
I forget, but I think somewhere around the Midland. But I mean, we digress. It's the road to WrestleMania.
Yep.
Things are about to get crazy. And on this podcast, we're going to have more breakdowns on wrestling. Because if you're a wrestling fan, for those of you that know wrestling, you know this is the time of year. For those of you that don't, that are just listening for the sports, this is like the playoffs for wrestling.
Yeah, the road to WrestleMania is in full effect.
After the Royal Rumble, it's the road to WrestleMania, the biggest pay-per-view of the year, and they have 6 weeks in between, which means you get six Raws and six SmackDowns, and it is just crazy. The best storylines of the year, and it's all culminating into this big four-hour event. So we're in our playoffs.
Can't wait. I mean, the
you bought Scott? You can't wait?
Wrestling is in full effect. The NBA season is about to tip off in a couple days.
It's been resurrected due to Jeremy Lin.
For its second half, baseball season is upon us. And I'd say about maybe 2-3 weeks, we'll get into all the baseball previews once spring training starts. Break down the New York Mets. We'll break down the New York Yankees.
Do we have to break down the Mets?
No, listen, we do.
They're so broken down already. I don't think they need more breakdown.
We'll break them down. We'll break down the rest of the MLB. We'll give our predictions. A big, big outlook on the season. We're going to do a big show.
I'm actually excited about that.
Great show. We're going to do dedicate a nice portion of our show pre-WrestleMania the week before and post-WrestleMania the week after.
We're toying with the idea of doing just a straight wrestling show.
Right, and if we do that, we'll get our good buddy Alex Bruno in here if we can bring him down. Maybe a little bit of Chris Cano, get his opinion, our pro pick in football.
I think we have to.
And we'll just get some wrestling. We'll get down and dirty in the wrestling and we'll have some fun. You know, we kept thinking this was going to be our slow time of year. We're just as busy right now.
Thank you, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin, Miami Heat, I mean, Chris Brown, Ryan Braun. We're off to our elbows in news here.
Tremendous.
The slow time my butt.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the Heavy Hitters.
We will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes, I'm Reggie Wade.
I'm Eric Celia.
Y'all come back now, you hear?